At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Messi and Co. League's Cup official preview as Inter Miami begin their championship defending campaign for this year's League's Cup, starting against Puebla. We're here for another kind of quick, short episode, as always, here with my incredible co-host, Gian. And we just wanted to kind of, you know, give our thoughts on the game and get excited. It's going to be a cool tournament. Who's going to be available, who's not going to be available, and just kind of give our thoughts. So, Gian, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It is a nice Saturday afternoon, getting ready for the game tonight. So excited for all of you that may be on the way to the stadium, or maybe you're just getting stuff ready at home, getting in anticipation of the game. This will be a quick listen for you all, just to kind of, you know, what to expect. And we're excited. Inter Miami, defending champs, here to defend their first trophy. And it's going to be exciting. Leagues Cup, first time around. It was a great tournament. It was fun. And I expect the same this time around.
Yeah, it's funny. Think about the difference of this team in just a year. In that tournament, I remember our first group stage match was against Cruz Azul. And we were, at that time, you know, last in the MLS. We weren't playing great. The team had just switched coaches. We didn't know what our identity was, you know, all these things. But we also knew we just signed this like local player that came from, I think, Rosario, Argentina, that people were saying he may be pretty good, named Lionel Messi. And he made his, you know, Leagues Cup debut, came in the 60th minute. We talked about it last episode, how he scored the most unbelievable extra time free kick goal. And for that tournament, the rest was history. You know, they didn't lose for the rest of that tournament. And it was just like one of the most amazing tournament runs I'd seen, especially for a team like one of my teams. And although things are a little bit different now in terms of Messi being available, we'll see. The rest of the team is far stronger than it was last year.
Yeah, agreed. This team just continues to get better. It's crazy to think how, you know, at times they looked very dominant in that last League's Cup run. Obviously, towards the end, they faced some of the tougher teams. But, you know, in the group stage, they looked great. But this team is just so much better than they were last season. Obviously, they had Messi last season, but they bring in Suarez for this season. They bring in a ton of young guys. You've got like Federico Redondo. You know, you've got just everybody, even the
Matias Rojas.
Matias Rojas, thank you, with Yannick Bright, you know, coming in, with Leo Afonso coming in, like a bunch of young talent that I think is going to help a lot in this tournament where, you know, there's a lot of travel. I think, a lot of players that have already gone a lot of minutes coming in and leading into this tournament. A lot of the young legs are going to be able to help with the energy, with a boost there. And a lot of guys that you can count on that you know that can be starters for many other teams. You've got them here as like your backups. And they're just, I just think this team is just so much more well-rounded than that team that won the last time around. So it's just exciting 100%. To see what they're going to do on the pitch. They're just, I mean, you look at that team from last season, you're like, how can they get better? Well, they did. So I think Puebla is going to have a tough time, and they're going to have to try their best if they want to beat this team.
100%. It is. I mean, like we've talked about, 1-6 out of 7. We're first in the MLS in the East. We're first in the MLS overall, and we've done that without having Lionel Messi for the last 7 games. So just goes and Luis Suarez for most of them. And it just goes to show, you know, this team is just really taken on a new form, and it's going to be a really exciting to see. I mean, as we sort of talked about and predicted, that was not much of a surprise, is that Inter Miami did include, there's two notable people that they included on the Leagues Cup roster, right? Number one is Lionel Messi, who, you know, is not, I would say, close to coming back as it stands right now. But, you know, if we make it as far as we think we can make it in this tournament, and the final is, you know, I think what, like in 4 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, they said, you know, we'll take our chances that maybe he's, you know, for the maybe semi-final and final, he may be available and be able to play. So, because that'll been at that time at least 5 weeks since the injury, right? 6 weeks since the injury. So they wanted to give it as a possibility, as leaving a door open, which I think always gets people excited. You know, Tata Martinez said yesterday in the press conference that he's still in the walking boot, but he's already starting to get antsy and he already wants to come back and that it's healing properly. So, you know, the one thing about Messi is he's the ultimate competitor. We know that about him, and he doesn't like to just stand around for weeks. So we'll close eye on that.
Yeah, and then we've also got Suarez, who is, we know Messi's not going to play today, but Suarez is also questionable with knee inflammation. That's another one we have to look out for. He's obviously very important for us. One of the players that has the most assists and most goals for us other than, you know, Messi. So I think that that's going to be a big question mark, and something that also Puebla is going to be looking out for. I think that when you have those type of players with that type of caliber, you kind of game plan towards that. So for them, it's kind of like, has them in a holding position. Is Suarez going to play? Is he not? But then you also have, you know, Campana right behind him, who Campana is a different type of player than Suarez, but he's a guy that can score goals for you and still be a danger up front. So I think that either way, Inter Miami is going to have that part covered, but hopefully we'll see. I know that I feel like Inter Miami right now is pretty confident that what they have with the personnel that they have, whether Messi or Suarez plays or not, I think they feel confident enough that they're going to get past the group stage. So that's also might play into whether Suarez is going to play today or not. Like, are they going to, if he's not 100%, if he doesn't feel like he can, they're probably not going to rush him because they think they've got enough around him to basically get past this stage. So I think that that's important. Obviously the other guys, based off of the practices that we've seen this week leading up to the game, I think that basically this team is pretty healthy. We saw that Christoph was doing some work on the side. He was doing individualized work. So I don't know if he's going to start, but you know, we've definitely seen Toto Avilés play amazing. We've seen Busquets be drop down in that center back position. So I think that there are different avenues, whether Christoph plays or not, that defense.
And I thought Noah Allen did a great job when he had to play.
Noah Allen did great. That's a great point. He did great. And then I don't know with Hector.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's the other important new roster addition that we saw in the League's Cup roster.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't, with Hector finally coming here from River Plate, is he ready to just, you know, jump in today at a league in a League's Cup? I mean, that'll be interesting, I think, to see if he's going to make his first start in a League's Cup game, or are they going to ease him in, especially a guy that had played, I think, the majority of the games from season 2021 to 2022. But afterwards, we know that he did deal with a lot of injuries in his career. He's healthy now. I don't know if they want to rush him right in or if they want to give him some time, you know, to train a bit more here with here in Miami. So we'll have to see about that. But a fairly healthy team. So I think that, you know, we've got a great shot tonight.
Yeah, and Robert Taylor just signed an extension with the club. That's great news. I mean, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean he couldn't be traded or sold, but it is. I still, you know, it's good to know that at least tonight he's there, and he'll be good and a great addition and a great leader on the field. What also happened during this past week was the MLS Liga MX All-Star festivities, and We had Jordi Alba and Sergio Busquets go represent the team, did a bunch of skills challenges, played in the match. It was, you know, I watched parts of it. It looked like it was a lot of fun. I think they enjoyed it, got to kind of show off, got to see some of their former teammates and friends who play for different clubs. So, yeah, I think it was great, you know, that Inter Miami continued to be represented across MLS with the best players. And those two will obviously be very important for tonight's match as well.
Yeah, agreed. So it's almost like a vacation. It's just enjoying their time with their buddies here in MLS, and I think for them, it's also, I don't know. I think it was good for them leading into Leagues Cup to have a moment like this where the pressure's off and they can just play for fun and nothing matters. Just have a good time, and I think that's almost like a stress reliever in a way, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's good for. It was a good thing for two of our leaders to be able to take part in something like that and just a weekend of fun. So hopefully that translates to the pitch tonight where they look a lot like loose and just good vibes for the team.
100%. Yeah. And I mean, we've talked about, there's, like we said, there's a lot of versions of this team that I'd be happy with starting tonight and feel confident in, you know, feel strongly, whether that's Busquets at center back, you know, Yannick Bright, obviously, Matias Rojas, Robert Taylor, whether it's Suarez and Campana, maybe to your point, they start with Campana, but they plan to bring Suarez in just for the last 30 minutes. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I agree that there's a lot of different combinations of this team that I feel like can continue to be strong. And Puebla, to give a little context, in Liga MX right now are in 13th. Out of 18. So, you know, they're not having their best season, only have 4 points so far. The other team though in our group is Tigres, who are third in Liga MX. So that obviously, that's obviously just for one division, but it's still, that game I think will be much tougher. That's also away. It's going to be in NRG Stadium in Houston, so it's away for both teams technically, but obviously Houston, Texas has like a very large population of Mexican Americans, so I think it'll probably be a crowd that's more favorable to Tigres as opposed to tonight, which should obviously be a very strong Inter Miami crowd. So I think I think we can win both, but I would definitely say that this game tonight is really important to get 3 points and to, you know, start the campaign off on a strong foot.
Yeah, it's definitely important, especially when there are only two matches that you have, you know, in group stage. So you've got to play each one like it's a final if you really want to get to the final. Every game is going to be important. Every game means a lot. I mean, if you lose that first one, your chances like drop dramatically. You're almost out already of the competition. You know, when we look at this team going into tonight, Puebla, and we also look at Inter Miami is leading MLS with 56 goals. They're a goal scoring machine. They average 2.24 goals per game, which is just insane. And then when you look at Puebla, it's kind of that's kind of where they've had the most issues. They have plenty of defensive issues. In fact, they're actually tied for most goals allowed so far in their competition with 8 goals. So they have plenty of defensive issues versus an Inter Miami team who is the best goal scoring team in MLS. So I think that's going to be interesting tonight to see how does Puebla approach.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Inter Miami defensively, are they going to play with a back line of 5? Like, are they going to do 5-4-1? Are they just going to sit back and try to hold down the fort and then try to counterattack? And if they do counterattack on Miami, are they going to counterattack with 2 or 3 bodies, or are they going to throw 5 or 6 bodies, which is something that Inter Miami has struggled with when the other teams let them, you know, basically dominate, but they counterattack with half the team, Inter Miami, hasn't struggled at times to get back in time to have the midfield help the defense. And we've seen a lot of one-on-ones against our center backs. So if you're going to have Busquets tonight at center back, if Hector doesn't start or Noah doesn't start, that's where I think we've seen a lot of issues with our defense. When you've got, you know, you've got a fast Toto Aviles, but you've got a slow Busquets. You don't want Busquets having to deal with a one-on-one against Puebla on a counterattack. So I think that that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Also, Inter Miami has tends to be a second half team. You know, most of the time they'll start off slow in that first half. They'll feel out the other team. Maybe they might get one goal, but we've seen a lot of the times second half, Inter Miami just looks like a completely different team. So I think that that's also interesting because Puebla is also a second half team. Puebla has scored three of their last five goals beyond the 85th minute. Two of them are actually in stoppage time. So you've got two teams that tend to be second half teams. I want to see one of these teams, obviously in this case, Inter Miami, to be to get out of the gate running and just dominate and be the protagonist in this game and say, hey, you know, we're going to take command. We're at home tonight. Like, we're not going to get, we don't want to, I guess, go into that second half with maybe one goal difference or 0-0, knowing that Puebla scores the majority of the goals in the second half. I want this to look like a done game by the time the second half starts. So I think that's going to be Inter Miami's one of the keys is set the tone early. You don't want to give this Puebla team life, because we also know that wherever they are right now in Liga MX, that doesn't matter. The moment they step foot in Chase Stadium, the moment that they play against Inter Miami, they're going to step it up because it's Inter Miami. They want to show, you know, CONCACAF, they want to show the world that they can beat this strong Inter Miami team. And look, it's a tournament. It's Leagues Cup. How many times have we seen, whether it's in Leagues Cup, whether it's in South America, Copa Sudamericana, Copa Libertadores, whether it's in the Champions Cup, teams don't always look the same like they do in the league. Some teams don't look so good in the league. They show up into a tournament and they look like a freaking monster, right? So just Inter Miami needs to get out, you know, swinging from the very beginning and really take command of this game.
100%. No, 100%. It's so true. That's like the beauty of, you know, tournament soccer. We just watched it a lot with the Euros and with Copa America, you know, like I would say if just as an example for like the United States, if they played that group like seven times, I think five out of the seven, they would have won it and got out of it. But the two they didn't is because, you know, things went wrong and it just takes one moment for everything to change in a tournament. So yeah, it's super true. And I'm just excited. I'm excited for the atmosphere. I'm excited that we're going to be defending champions, that it's our trophy. And we get to tonight, you know, probably have like a nice moment to celebrate the fact that we won it last year. We have a consistent, strong team. We have a lot of great positional depth. We have a team that's playing really well together and working really hard together. And we can only go up from here. So yeah, let's get it started. Let's give our predictions.
Yeah, before our predictions, Asa, just wanted to throw one more point that I was thinking about right now. I'm just looking up the temperature in Puebla right now. It's 70 degrees. So that's going to be interesting to see how they are able to perform in weather that is in the 90s. And based, we just got hit with a heat advisory now that says it should feel like it's 102 to 107 degrees. So you're talking about these, you know, this team that's coming from 70 degree weather to play at Chase Stadium against a team that's used to playing in this heat and in this humidity. So that'll be also, I think, another key to see how they perform with that. But yeah, we'll see.
True. I mean, I will say though, the good news is that the game doesn't kick off until 8 as opposed to 7 or 7:30, and the sunset is at 8:09. So it should, you know, it still will be in the high 80s and super humid when it's dark out, but hopefully that makes it not as, you know, bad. But to your point, it is still our competitive advantage. You know, we play in this heat and we train in this heat every single day. Morning, noon, and night. And so it should be an advantage, and hopefully it will be.
Yeah, of course. So let's see. What do we think that this team might look like. This is always interesting because of the fact that we have so many players that can be on that pitch at any given time. How do you come up with your starters for this team? I think for me, starting from the back, I think obviously it's going to be Callender, who has been one of the best players for us. I mean, the amount of times that he saved us and that we've won games because of him.
So yeah, and he had a little bit of a cold spell, but he's, I think, totally back into his good form. Exactly.
Yeah, he's 100% back, 100% back. So obviously he'll be in goal. The defense is interesting. You've got a few options there. I think Jordi Alba will obviously start as your left back. Center back is going to be Toto Aviles. I think the biggest question mark here is who's going to be your center back. Is it going to be Busquets dropping in at your center back? Is it going to be Hector getting his first start? Is it going to be Noah Allen? Is Christoph ready to come back from injury?
Yeah.
It's just it's so many options, but I think it's going to be I think it was going to be Ian Frey. I think Ian Frey is going to start actually in center back, and then your right back is going to be Chelo. Then your middle three are going to be Busquets, Diego Gomez, and Federico Redondo. No, not Gomez. Sorry, Gomez was at the Olympics. Federico Redondo, Busquets, and then you've got I think it's going to be Yannick. I think Yannick has to be in there.
Yeah.
And then up front, you've got Leo Campana, Gressel, and probably Matias Rojas. What do you think?
Mine's a little different from yours. There's a lot of similarities, but a few differences, I think. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if it was yours. I wouldn't be surprised at all. In mine, I would say the difference is that I think Busquets is going to do center back again. And the midfield is going to be Matias Rojas, Federico Redondo, and Yannick Bright. And it's going to be Robert Taylor on the left. It's going to be Gressel on the right. And then, yeah, I think it's going to be Campana as well. And then for defense, honestly, I really am not sure if it's going to be Ian Frey or Chelo. I think it's going to be Ian Frey who starts over Chelo. And I think they're going to just keep him in his right back position. To your point, though, I would be happy if they did Ian Frey as a center back. But I also, playing teams in Liga MX are very physical and it's different. And like we've said, even though Ian Frey has been playing phenomenal and he is phenomenal, just last year in the first League's Cup match against the Mexican team, he tore his ACL again. And I think it's not to say that he's afraid of it or they're afraid of it, but I think they're just still going to try and be incredibly strategic and careful to get him to finish this season and to be able to, hopefully feel as good for next season. So all of that to say, I think either he starts and stays in his right back position, or he does kind of like that back and forth with Chelo, where maybe Chelo starts and he comes in at the 60th minute. So that's why I wouldn't say he's going to play center back yet. I would be happy if he did, because I think he has obviously the ability to, but I'm just thinking strategically, I don't know if they're going to do it.
It's funny that I liked throwing out that lineup I did, but I'm almost more certain that it's going to be the lineup you threw out, because just to be different, but that lineup that you see, I feel like is a safer one with Busquets going back in. And I think if Hector isn't ready to start, I think that obviously it makes ton of sense to do what you just said and bring Busquets back. Like he played really well. And then, I don't know if you want to start Ian Frey at center back the first time. But either way, there's just so many options. I think that whatever that goes with, I'm confident that we'll get the job done. What about your score? What do you think?
Agreed. Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a couple different iterations that he could do of the team, and it would be happy. What's my score prediction? I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be 2-1 Inter Miami.
2-1. Okay.
Yeah, 2-1. I think we're going to get an early goal, and then I think they're going to get a goal, and then I think we're going to score in the second half, and then, yeah.
I think it's going to be 3-1. I think it'll be 3-1. And I think that we'll score two to start. We'll go up 2-0. Then in the second half, I think Puebla scores and we go down 2-1. And then I think we score one in the 85th or around somewhere in the last 10 minutes and we just end up winning 3-1. I think it'll be a game for a bit in that second half where we're like 2-1, you know, are they gonna tie? Are they not? I feel like sometimes Inter Miami lets their guard down for a little bit. And then they're like, actually, no. And then they come back. So I feel like it'll be that way. We'll be down 2-1. We'll be up 2-1 for a bit. And then at the end of the game, they'll seal it 3-1. I hope, because I don't want to be a nervous wreck there. So
I think that sounds gorgeous, too. I'd be happy with either. I would be happy with either. It'll be, to your point, though, I think it will be a really fun, exciting game because it's against an opponent you don't play in a different league. And it's a tournament, different style of play, and we're defending champions. So putting all three of those things together, I think it definitely is going to make it really fun. So I'm excited. We'll both be there in the press box covering it. And, everyone, let us know what you think, what your score prediction is. You can leave it as a comment on Twitter or as a comment on the podcast. And we'll continue with our content. Make sure you're following us on Twitter tonight at Messi and Co. so that for all the latest, you know, we do our color commentary and our live reactions of the games and all the fun stuff like that.
Yeah, agreed. It'll be a fun one. I'll be doing some stuff here around the house, getting ready to head out to the stadium. And excited for this one, excited to hopefully get some good questions in, so I got to, you know, player interviews and all that stuff. And yeah, just to make sure you guys follow us. And I don't know if you guys are listening to this on the way to the stadium or at home, as Ashley said, hop on Twitter and maybe comment what your lineup is and maybe what your predictions will be. That's always fun for us to read through. And hey, maybe you'll get a shout out if your lineup is right or if your score prediction is right. But always fun. And always a pleasure hopping on here and talking to you all. And we always appreciate you listening. Make sure you watch the game. Make sure you support the team. And Ashley, any parting words before we head out?
No, I think you nailed it. Yeah, let us know what you think of the episode. Give your thoughts on Twitter. Make sure you're following us. You captured everything. We like to throw in these audio only like little nuggets because we want it to be easy for people to listen on their way to the game or when they're prepping for the game. But we will be back during the week with our live shows as always and just normal episodes. But yeah, let's vamos Inter Miami. Let's get this tournament off to a good start. And we'll see you next time.
See you guys next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.